Friday, May 6th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, as we go into the weekend, we thought it would be very appropriate to address a subject that many people will be celebrating this coming Sunday. In the context of Lord's Day worship, Harry, we'll be honoring our moms. You know, it's interesting, Harry, looking back over the last year and a half of politics, we've really seen moms take a prominent role in politics. Now, I'm not saying there are necessarily more moms running for office, but boy, we saw it come to a head in Loudoun, Virginia, when Terry McAuliffe said that parents really aren't in charge of their child's education. That belongs to the teachers. I'm paraphrasing there. More recently, Joe Biden, our president, said something very similar. There was an article by Fox News concerning a MSNBC op-ed written by Cynthia Miller Idris talking about how right-wing extremists are weaponizing the idea of motherhood.
Men and women can be unduly, inappropriately, and destructively manipulated and motivated, and it can come out in motherhood and fatherhood and business and everywhere. Certainly, that's true. But what basically this writer is talking about under the shadow of Mother's Day coming up is the weaponizing of mothers. What she's trying to do is to frame the current concerns about parental rights being abrogated by the government through the government school system. The concern about that as merely a right-wing conspiracy that has weaponized parents in general and mothers in particular. Let's look at what's really happening here. You have an expose that the totalitarian movement of the extending overreach of authority by the government into all the spheres of life, including the church, including the family, and including education. And so what was supposed to be a tax-supported educational initiative giving everyone free access to education has now become an instrument of government grooming of children. For the sexual revolution, the government grooming of children to accept the extensive authority of a state promising to be your savior, a messianic state. And it's now been exposed, and COVID kind of helped expose it, because all of a sudden, parents are sitting at home and listening to the online education of their children and seeing what they're reading and what they are being told in their impressionable years all the way down into the lower grades of elementary school. They said, hey, and now they came to the school board meetings and they come to the various associations and they talk to the elected officials and they tell them, you're not allowed to do this. Here's what you're allowed to do: reading, writing, and arithmetic. You do not have the authority to speak to my children of things of intimate, private. That's in the realm of the family, and you don't have that right unless I give you that right. Well, then you have a governor of Virginia who says, oh yeah, that is our right. Parental rights stop at the classroom. Well, that cost him an election. I found it utterly astounding. In these past days, Joe Biden, he must have gone off script. There's no way that this was written into the speech. Basically say the same thing, that parental rights stop at the door of the classroom. And as he spoke to the educators that were in the audience, he says, and you're the ones who know what the child needs, not the parents. They are now under your authority, not the parents. We're back to understanding that there are three spheres of authority that have been the framework of our nation: the family, the state, and the church. We now see a runaway totalitarian movement in the state to dismantle and to deter and to constrict and to restrict the authority, the rights, and the liberties within the individual life, the family life, and the church life. In other words, the continued assault upon the Bill of Rights in general and the First Amendment in particular. Normally, we don't approach Mother's Day with these kind of warnings. And the reason why is it's such a wonderful opportunity for us to affirm a creation institution, and that is marriage. Marriage is between a man and a woman. One man, one woman for one life. And one of the purposes of marriage is procreation, which is the receiving and raising of children providing nurture, providing rest, providing exercise, and providing education. We see the biblical dynamics apply to the family where fathers are called to teach their children as they rise up and walk by the wayside, and the teaching of kindness and instruction upon the tongue of the mother, as the book of Proverbs reveals as well. Tom, I'm not a gigantic fan of Hallmark holidays. In other words, holidays that exist for Hallmark to sell a lot of cards. But I do think there's nothing wrong with taking a few moments to honor the God-given institution of motherhood and its unbelievable influence. The government has just found out what God has built into the heart and life of a mother. We call it the mama bear. The government has decided through its initiative to take control of children in the government-based public school education system and turn the child over to other individuals, such as the National Association of Educators. And they poke the bear and they find out that the bear actually is a mama bear and their growl is unmistakable. But what I'd love to just take a few moments now, thank the Lord for the rhythms of life. I love the Advent season and the great hymns we sing. I love Holy Week and the great hymns of reflection on the cross of Christ and celebration of the empty tomb. I love just the flow of life where you have the anticipation of a Lord's Day morning and a Lord's Day evening, and you build that anticipation and those regimens of life, those habits of the heart, into the life of your family. I love all of that. I even love the fact when I was a child would come Easter Sunday and my white coat and my blue pants with my red bow tie and my white bucks could be worn, and then would come a month later where it would be okay, even in spite of the fact I would have to get some white shoe polish, I could pull the bucks out again on Mother's Day and the fun that we would have with our mothers. We even do it at Briarwood where the fathers come up to man the choir and sing that Sunday in honor of God's gift of their wives and their mothers, have the dinners and the celebrations to encourage mothers. It is many times an unbelievably taxing job, and that is the vocation of motherhood, but it has unbelievable impact. My mother went to be with the Lord 20 years ago, and there's not a day that goes by I do not think of her. I watch the impact of my wife on our three children and now our grandchildren. It is a absolutely marvelous blessing of God. An excellent wife who can find? Well, only the Lord can make an excellent wife. But a godly mother that shows that nurturing leadership in the church and that nurturing leadership in the home is a glorious, glorious blessing. Yep, if you come after their children, you don't have to worry about a mother being weaponized. There's not a much more powerful weapon than a mother who is going to protect her children. What you need to do, Mr. Government Leader and Miss Government Leader, is take a look at your policies and go back and stay within your boundaries. You do not own the lane of the family, and you do not own the lanes that belong to a father and a mother for their children. You stay in your lane. You are the one that is weaponizing motherhood. For mothers, let me simply say this. May I invite you to a series of sermons I'm doing on the theology of marriage, followed by the theology of family, followed by the theology of parenting on Sunday nights. But most of all, invite you to Jesus so that you can be a mother of God's covenant people, so that you who know the joy of salvation in Christ can be one of the most powerful instruments, not only in the lives of your children, but through your children and through your family, you impact the world. The mothers that impact the world are the mothers that are impacted by Christ. The Bible says that Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, favor with God, and favor with man. Perfect human formation in Jesus. The previous verse says he was submissive to his parents. Let's honor our father and let's honor our mother. It is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you.
If you would like to access the series that Harry is currently going through, which he referred to earlier in today's podcast, Foundations from Genesis, simply go to briarwood.org www.bible.com/sermons. Scroll down to Foundations from Genesis. Well, thanks for being with us today and this week. Be sure and join God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father this Sunday. Then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today in perspective.